1 Timothy chapter 4. Now the Spirit teaches absolutely clearly that some in the last days will leave their faith, they will lose the faith. Now this is a big teaching. Paul says in Thessalonians that the day of Christ's coming won't come until there's a falling away. So then it's going to be really hard to keep your faith in the last days. He says they will obey untruthful spirits and follow the teachings of demons. And I think he's referring here to men, really, who would be teaching wrong things, claiming they had the Spirit of God. Such teachings are spread by deceitful liars whose consciences already don't work. It's as if they have been seared with a hot iron. So once you lose your conscience, once you lose that beep, beep, that I've done wrong or thought wrong, well, that's when you're in a bad situation before God. These people teach against marriage, and they say that you're not allowed to eat certain kinds of foods. But God created all foods to be eaten with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. All things that God has created are good. Absolutely nothing is to be rejected. But everything must be eaten and accepted with prayerful thanks, because it is sanctified through the word of God and through prayer. So don't let anyone tell you, oh, you mustn't eat this, you mustn't eat pork, you mustn't eat this. All those Jewish food laws have been finished. If you give this good teaching to the brothers, then you will be a faithful servant of Jesus, and you will be feeding yourself spiritually on the words of faith and true doctrine which you have followed. But keep away from those vain myths and legends which are not even worth telling again. Keep up your training in a godly life. So you see, it's a bit like training in a physical sense, doing exercises, etc. We have to have that sort of discipline in our life before God. Physical exercise profits for a little time, but exercising spiritually has far greater value, because it has promise both for this life and for the life to come. This is a true saying to be absolutely accepted in faith. We struggle, we have to work hard, because we have placed our hope in the living God, who is the Saviour of all men, and particularly of those who believe. So give these doctrines and teachings to them. Don't forget, this is Paul advising Timothy how to run the church in Ephesus. Don't let anybody despise your youth. So he was a young man. And in those days, if you were young, you weren't particularly respected. But he's saying that don't allow anyone to make you feel that you're nothing because you're young. Young people can serve God. But you be an example to the other believers in the way you talk, in the way you live, in your love, in your faith, in your purity. Until I come, give a lot of time and effort to reading the scriptures and to preaching and teaching them. Don't neglect the gift which was put in you through the laying on of hands of the elders. Put these things into practice. It's one thing to know all these wonderful things. It's another thing to practice them. Give yourself over to them completely so that your spiritual progress can be an example to everyone. Watch yourself and watch your teaching. Keep on doing these things, because by doing so, you will save both yourself and those who hear you. So the idea very much is keeping on regular spiritual exercise. And that is why regular prayer before we eat, at night, in the morning, throughout the day, regular Bible reading a few times a day. It's these regular spiritual exercises which are absolutely important to keep our faith. And if you don't do them, you'll become spiritually sick and you will die. And in the end, you've got to do that for yourself. And this is the key, I think, to the Christian life: habit, having the right habits.